Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to Curaleaf, a medical marijuana dispensary. Whether you're a longtime patient or you're just getting acquainted with this incredible plant, Curaleaf of Pennsylvania is honored to guide you along your medical marijuana journey. Visit us soon at our new State College location. Dustin Hawkinsmith here from Penn Live. I got your Penn State talking points for Tuesday, July 19th. Really looking back at Penn State's weekend, and on Monday, a couple key pieces of news. First of all, looking back at Friday, Penn State landed commitment number 19 in the 2023 recruiting class in Tamir Robinson. He's a four-star edge rusher linebacker from Pittsburgh. It was the third commit of the week. He picked the Lions over Virginia Tech and Miami on Friday. And in doing so, the Lions landed another one of the nation's top 12 linebackers. A world of upside here in Robinson. He's 6'4" and 225 pounds. Very versatile, long player. Penn State closed the gap on Miami in the recruiting process, according to Brian Doan from 24/7 Sports. Robinson said that he very nearly committed to the Hurricanes after a visit down there, but he held off, and he was eventually won over by Penn State on a visit to Happy Valley. Relationships in the process were key, according to Robinson, with both Penn State's players and coaches, as well as future teammates, and it should pay off in a nice working relationship where Penn State gets a in-state linebacker from Pittsburgh that fits a very key role in their defense, and Robinson lands the relationships that he's looking for going into his college career, which should be a good college career. Welcome to Curaleaf, a medical marijuana dispensary. Whether you're a longtime patient or you're just getting acquainted with this incredible plant, Curaleaf of Pennsylvania is honored to guide you along your medical marijuana journey. Have questions? Visit us at Curaleaf.com or stop in to see us at any of our locations, including our new State College dispensary located at 1248 South Atherton Street. Let's talk medical marijuana and let our confidence become yours. On Monday, Penn State got good news in the 2023 class. Javon Williams is now a top 10 player by On3. He at Penn State now has the number 1 and 2 interior offensive linemen in the country, according to On3. Williams picked up that fifth star. He moved up to number 10 in the national rankings. He joins Virginia four-star Alex Birchmeyer, who is the number 2 interior offensive lineman and number 29 player overall in the On3 rankings. Williams' rise was among the new prospects to get five-star ratings from On3, and it's part of a continued rise for Williams out of relative obscurity coming from Wyomissing High School in Reading. He's 6'4" and 290 pounds. He's now one of the nation's best players. He's a guy that, depending on where you look, could be billed as a tackle or an interior offensive lineman at the next level. He's got a versatile frame for that. On3 has him as an interior offensive lineman, 24/7 Sports, has him as a tackle. He's a guy who could play multiple positions at the next level, and he goes into the second half of the recruiting cycle as one of the best players in the country. On3 wasn't the only service to update their rankings on Monday. The 24/7 Sports also updated their national rankings. Penn State had 7 players in this class, rated among the top 247 players in America. Javon Williams made a big jump there, too. He goes from number 70 overall to number 44. Alex Birchmeyer went from number 23 to number 22. Alabama defensive lineman Tamarion Parker, he went from number 48 to 49, still a top 50 player, still a really exciting prospect that helped kick off Penn State's recent run on defensive players. Florida safety King Mack went from number 122 to inside the top 100 at number 98. A lot of good feelings from the 24/7 Sports staff on the type of player that King Mack can be at the next level. A little small for a safety at 5'11", about 195 pounds, but he can really move. He is a Florida State track and field champion Virginia linebacker Tony Rojas, who committed on Thursday, he went up four spots from 129 to 125. Tamir Robinson went from 139 to 141. And Florida defensive back Elliott Washington went from 161 to 175. Still, again, a top 200 player. These are all players making up a class and now ranks number three in the country in the 24/7 sports rankings. If you didn't see on Monday, you will surely get several more opportunities over the next few days to realize that watch list season has begun across college football. This is the process of all these national awards putting out preliminary lists for them. Usually they're pretty lengthy lists, so any player who has experience, any player who has had a little success tends to be included in a lot of these lists. They should be coming out. The schedule was released on Monday, and it started with the Maxwell Award for college football's most outstanding player on Monday. Penn State quarterback Sean Clifford was one of 85 players on that list. Also on Tuesday was included for the Davey O'Brien Award. Clifford's a three-year starter, a three-time team captain for Penn State. He's back now for a sixth season overall and his fourth as a starter. There's hope that he can turn that experience into production while also reaping the rewards of being in the second year with the same offensive coordinator in Mike Yurcich for the first time in his career. He comes off a season where he completed 61% of his passes for 3,107 yards, 21 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, also ran for 216 yards and 2 scores. Remember, he was injured in a Week 6 loss at Iowa. Wasn't quite the same player after that. So with a healthy outlook and with a second year with the same coordinator, there is hope that Sean Clifford can play his best football yet, maybe lead this team to someplace good, a double-digit wins, maybe in contention for a college football playoff berth. That will definitely qualify as a best-case scenario, but having an experienced quarterback helps tremendously as Penn State looks to move along on the offensive line and make use of their playmakers and develop their run game, which really, really struggled last year. So better run game, better chemistry with his offensive coordinator, better health, better offensive line. Maybe some of that's wishful thinking, maybe not. We'll see what happens. But Sean Clifford is on the watch list among 85 players for the Maxwell Award. Thanks for tuning into the Blue White Breakdown. As of always, be sure to follow along the daily Penn State podcast from Penn Live. Those can be found anywhere podcasts are. Everything else we do is available at pennlive.com/PennStateFootball. And we'll see you next time here on the Blue White Breakdown. Welcome to Curaleaf, a medical marijuana dispensary. Whether you're a longtime patient or you're just getting acquainted with this incredible plant, Curaleaf of Pennsylvania is honored to guide you along your medical marijuana journey. Visit us soon at our new State College location.